listening to Retirement Today with Jenna Carnes. Planning for retirement comes with its own set of challenges, from navigating market ups and downs to protecting your purchasing power and creating a strategy that fits your vision for the future. On this show, we'll break down key financial topics, offer practical advice, and explore strategies to help you retire with confidence. Now let's jump into Retirement Today.
Hello and welcome to Retirement Today. My name is Jenna Carnes. I'm the owner and financial advisor from Beacon Wealth Advisory, and we're here to help you get to and through retirement with financial peace. If you'd like to learn more information about us or what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 1-800-994-8993 or visit us online at www.beaconwealthadvisory.com. We invite you to go out to our website and click on the Listen to the Podcast section to check out our past shows. Or you can go out to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music to follow us as well. And now you can view us by video on the Beacon Wealth Advisory YouTube channel and view this by video there. So before we start talking about required minimum distribution mistakes to avoid, that's our topic for the day, I want to give a very warm welcome to my co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill. Always great to have you on the show, my friend.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's great to be here. And I guess you're the first person to say that I'm warm. So
you are. You're so warm and friendly. And we just have a good time doing the show together. So
we really do. It's such a blast.
It is. Yes. Yes. So anything you're looking forward to in life right now? Catch me up.
Well, this last weekend, Memorial Day weekend, was fantastic. Just spending, family and friends. And, my grandparents are like buried at Fort Snelling National Cemetery. So we don't typically go on Monday just because it's crazy and it's impossible to get in and out of. But I feel like the summer is wedding season for me. So lots of weddings to go to, which can be pretty pricey, but it'll be really fun. So,
Go ahead.
I know your summer is crazy with your kids and, it's summertime finally. So tell me about what you guys are up to.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot going on as well. And so we've got a variety of summer camps going on. So lots of adventures planned with the kiddos. I think I shared with you that the girls are pretty artsy and sportsy. So we've got sports camps, swim lessons going on, art and theater camp. So we definitely have some fun adventures for them planned, but we also are just looking forward to creating some really good family memories. And I always love the summer. Isn't it the best?
It is. Weather, sunshine. And how was that soccer game last week?
Oh, it was good. It was really good. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Lots of good restaurants. We had a great time. So good family time. So, yeah. It was great. Now, where are you going to go shopping for these wedding dresses? I haven't asked you, what are some of your go-to stores?
Honestly, so we went to this wedding a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I actually bought my dress off TikTok shop.
Really?
And yes. I have had great luck with TikTok shop. And it was a $10 dress and I got so many compliments on it.
Wow.
So, yeah. Amazon. I love Amazon. I love hate relationship with Amazon.
Yeah, me too.
But it's easy to get a dress and, easy to return if it doesn't fit.
Yes. Yes. Isn't it crazy that we can order something online and literally have it delivered to our door the next day?
Yeah.
It's just that is the best thing that ever got invented.
Well, and even I just remember when, mail wasn't a thing on Sundays, and now you can get packages at 10 p.m. at night on a Sunday. So how does that work?
I know. Well, good. You got a great bargain on that dress. I love that.
Yeah.
I always wait for sales to come to and try to do a lot of my shopping that way. But that's interesting. I'll have to check out that TikTok shop. I have not done that. So I'm a TikToker too. I love TikTok.
Yeah, just don't get addicted.
Oh, I am addicted already, unfortunately. Anyway.
So today we're going to be talking about the required minimum distribution mistakes and how to avoid them.
Yeah.
Can you start off by talking about like what the required minimum distribution or what we call them RMDs are, please?
Yes. RMDs, a fun financial acronym, which stands for, like you said, required minimum distributions, are annual withdrawals from retirement accounts that must be taken starting at age 73. And if you think about it, Jacqueline, a lot of people have their money in 401ks or IRAs, and they haven't paid taxes on that yet if it's just like a traditional 401k or traditional IRA. So Uncle Sam, he comes knocking. He wants his money at 73. He's like, okay, you've delayed this long enough. Now I need to, for you to pay a little bit of money and taxes on this. And believe it or not, failure to take RMDs out can result in up to a 25% tax penalty on the amount that the person is supposed to take out if it's not done correctly by the end of the year in December 31st. Now, I will say if they can correct it within 2 years of the mistake, they will sometimes bring that penalty down to 10%. But who wants to get a penalty when you already have to pay taxes on this? That hurts to get that additional penalty. Nobody likes to get penalties from the IRS, do they?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I definitely don't. So, we'll go over like kind of the common mistakes. And so one common mistake is using the wrong life expectancy table to determine the RMDs. So Jenna, can you tell us about what life expectancy table to use?
Yeah, there's the uniform life table, and that is used by most IRA owners. But if your spouse is more than 10 years younger and is the sole beneficiary, you can use what's called the joint lifetime table. We do have a 2025 tax planning guide, which goes through both tables and shows the calculations. And the way it's calculated is they look at whatever the balance was on December 31st, and then you divide that factor on the table into that value to figure out what your RMD is going to be. Now, where people get this confused is they think, oh, well, I'm married, so I need to use the joint life table. But most people are going to be using that uniform life table unless, again, their spouse is 10 years younger than them and the sole primary beneficiary. Then they would use that joint life table. But if you calculate the RMD wrong on the wrong table, that could result in, again, additional taxes or penalties if you're not taking it out of the right table. And you do have to take an RMD out of traditional IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, TSPs, or any simple or SEP IRAs. And again, they're all calculated based on the December 31st value of the previous year.
Okay. Yeah, that seems pretty important. That's kind of the foundation, right?
Exactly.
And so another mistake is taking the RMDs from the wrong type of account. So Jenna, what's the difference between IRAs and 401ks when it comes to RMDs?
Yeah, this is a really big one. For IRAs, you can aggregate the RMDs and take them out from one account. But 401ks or 403Bs, any company retirement plans, you have to take that RMD out of each separate account. You can't aggregate the RMD. So you can't use distributions from one type of an account to satisfy RMDs for another type if it's a actual company retirement plan. This is another reason that I'm such a big fan, and we talked about this last week, Jacqueline, of really consolidating those retirement plans into an IRA, because not only is it easier to manage just from like not having so many statements to keep up with, but it's easier to manage your required minimum distribution. Because again, if your funds are in an IRA, you can aggregate those. And where that comes in handy is with some of my clients, maybe they do have different investments within their IRA, because you can diversify really into as many investments as you want within one IRA account. But you know, what do they always say? Buy low and sell high, right?
The dream, so right?
Right. If we do what we're supposed to, right? And so basically sometimes what I'll do with clients, just to be strategic about it, is if the market's really high one year, we may take more of their required minimum distribution out of the market because it's high, we're selling high. But if the market's down when they need to take their RMD, sometimes we'll go into what I call the safer buckets of money, you know, maybe the annuities or the CDs or money markets, that type of thing, and take the RMD out of that investment. And that way you're being more strategic on where to take out the RMDs. And that's why, again, it's really important to consolidate those in an IRA, because if it's in an IRA, then you can aggregate and have a little more control over where you take the RMD from.
Yeah. And I feel like this has a lot to do with our last week's episode as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, consolidating, yes, you know, makes a lot of sense. So yeah. Jenna, with your experience, have you ever had a client take out an RMD from the wrong account?
Yes. Yes, I sure have. A lot of my clients are very independent, which is a great thing. And they want to try to do a lot of stuff on their own. I had a teacher, wonderful woman. She had worked in three different school districts. So she had three separate 403B accounts. And she also had a traditional IRA with us. And she thought she would take care of her RMDs on her own for the year. And so she went ahead and really just calculated what's the RMD that needs to come out of all of my 403Bs. And she took them all out of her IRA with us. Well, then when she went to go do her taxes, she realized she had a $37,000 IRS tax penalty because she took the RMD from the wrong account. Remember, the company retirement plans, like the 403B, you have to take the RMD out of that account separately. So she would have had to have taken it, you know, one RMD out of one 403B, another RMD out of the other 403B, and another RMD out of the third 403B. She could not aggregate that in the IRA. So this was a really big mistake that she learned the hard way. And of course, I said, you know, please let us help you. I appreciate you being independent and wanting to take care of this. But really, when you're trying to do the required minimum distribution, it's so important to work with your financial advisor and get professional assistance so you don't end up with this type of a penalty.
Yeah, absolutely. That does not sound like fun.
No.
Good for you to be able to, you know, try to fix it for her. And
yeah.
What happens if you have an outstanding rollover or transfer on December 31st? Like, how does that affect the RMD calculations?
Yeah. Well, this is a big mistake that people make. They forget to adjust their RMD calculation to include that money. So if you have an outstanding rollover or transfer that you are doing right around that December 31st, you need to manually add that value in to the prior year end balance to really calculate your RMD correctly. If you think about it, if the money's in transit to the other company during the December 31st timeframe, the statement, your December statement, won't include that value. So when the company goes to calculate it and send you a letter saying, hey, you owe this much in an RMD, if that amount isn't in there, that's not going to be calculating it. So again, you really need to make sure that you add that amount back in to calculate the RMD. So, you know, that can be a real big tax issue down the road.
Yeah. It sounds like people really need some professional assistance on their RMDs and, you know, need someone like you that really understands the rules of all the tax nonsense and, you know, retirement accounts. So how would people get a hold of you to schedule that consultation and get the 2025 tax planning guide?
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned the tax planning guide. Yeah, they can give us a call at 1-800-994-8993 to schedule a no cost, no obligation consultation. And we can definitely look at their accounts, give them a second opinion on their investments, but also really walk through some strategic planning on their required minimum distributions. And we have just the greatest 2025 tax planning guide. It goes through all the tax brackets. And on the back of the form, it has both the uniform table for RMDs and the joint table. So we can really double check and make sure and show you how to double check it to make sure your RMD that you're calculating is accurate. So feel free to, again, give us a call, 1-800-994-8993. Or you can even email us to get this tax guide as well at info@beaconwealthadvisory.com. But I really think this guide, we've gotten such great feedback from clients on having this 2025 tax planning guide.
Yeah, that sounds like a great resource to use for sure. So forgetting to take, you know, RMDs altogether is another common mistake that you're going to talk about. And so, Jenna, what are the consequences of missing an RMD?
Well, I think I mentioned it earlier, but it can be really big. I mean, it's 25% of the amount that you should have been withdrawing. Now, if you get it corrected within 2 years, they could drop it to 10%, but still, that's a lot. And you absolutely need to take corrective action immediately and report the mistake to the IRS. You do have to work with your CPA to write what's called a forgiveness letter. And sometimes they forgive you and sometimes they don't, depending on the situation. But I'll tell you what, it is just so important you don't miss it and that you're timely with it. Can I mention a story of something that happened with one of our clients?
Absolutely.
We had a lady, and let me preface it by saying that we always really try to remind people, really, all throughout the year, but we usually send out an email and even make phone calls in the fall to say, hey, just want to remind you, we've got to take your required minimum distribution out by the end of the year. Please give us a call so we can get this set up for you. And one of our clients got real busy with life, which totally happens, right?
Absolutely.
And so she gave us a call during the holiday season when my team was out of the office. And we got this voicemail saying, Jenna, please give me a call right away. I forgot. I got to take my RMD out. And so we responded with a lot of urgency. You know, we wanted to make her happy and really try to get this RMD pushed through before the end of the year. So right away, when we got back into the office, we got her the paperwork, said, we'll send it in. And we're really hoping it's going to be close, but we're hoping we can get it in before December 31st, before that deadline. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, the company where the money was actually being held, they were getting all these RMD requests towards the end of the year. So they were running a little bit behind on their processing time. And so unfortunately, her RMD did not get processed by the end of the year.
No.
Yeah, I felt terrible. You know, we did the best we could. But it's just the way it goes when they get so many requests, they have to come, you know, first come, first serve basis. So the takeaway from that is that procrastination can cost you. Mm-hmm. And so I would recommend, highly recommend that you request your RMD really before December 1st, just to ensure that the company itself has enough time to process the required minimum distribution before the end of the year so you don't miss the deadline. So we did our part in sending it in, but the company where the assets are actually being held had processing times and so many coming in, she did miss it. So good learning lesson that I thought I would just share with people that really try to get it requested before December 1st.
Yeah. Yeah. Our listeners can definitely learn from, you know, those clients that you're talking about in all these situations for sure.
Yeah.
And so now we're down to our last common mistake. And so this is when clients don't follow the QCD or qualified distribution rules. So can you tell everyone what a qualified distribution is?
Yes, a qualified charitable distribution, referred to as a QCD, is where people take their required minimum distribution and actually donate it to a charity, which will satisfy the RMD rules, but it also helps the client avoid taxes on that RMD. So it's a very popular tax planning strategy that many of my clients do. And I'll tell you, I know I always talk about this, but I loved that Ed Slott elite IRA training, that famous CPA that I've gone to his trainings. I know we've mentioned it on a lot of different meetings, but he shared a story about a client that I thought was really a good one to pass along, to learn from. He said there was a lady that just really loved her church. She was so excited to give, you know, $25,000 from her RMD to go towards some items that were going on at her church. And so she called in, requested the distribution, and said, I want this to be a QCD or qualified charitable distribution. Send me the check first. And the reason she wanted this, the check sent to her, her heart was just so in the right place, because she wanted to actually write a nice little card and say, you know, oh, I just love everything you do. I believe in it. Here's a nice donation. And unfortunately, believe it or not, Jacqueline, the $25,000 was taxable. And you know why the reason was? The client, because she had the check sent to her first, they considered it a taxable event. Wow. And so the takeaway on that is, in order to qualify for that charitable distribution, it has to be sent directly to the charity. If it comes to the client first, it will not be considered a QCD or qualified charitable distribution. So unfortunately, the church, which was so excited to get this $25,000 donation, we had to subtract $7,500 off of that because she had to pay taxes on it. So it was less of a donation to the church. And so really, again, the takeaway on that is you have to follow the IRS tax rules really to a T in order to qualify for these kinds of tax planning opportunities. So again, it's so important to work with someone that understands just these little details to make sure you qualify for it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you just said it yourself. It's so important to work with a financial advisor and their CPA to make sure that this is done correctly. So right. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, I think some other takeaways, because we really want you to avoid making these mistakes. That's why I'm sharing it. Our heart truly is to help people. And I really think it's smart for people to consider taking the RMD again before December 1st to avoid any last minute delays. And they could even set up their RMD to just come out automatically each year and have taxes withheld just to make sure that they don't miss it. And the other thing to keep in mind is if you're doing a rollover or a conversion, you have to make sure to take your RMD out first. I know we talked about that on a previous show. And also remember, the IRAs are what's aggregated for RMD purposes. So,
yeah, well, let's just go over and just quickly summarize all these mistakes that we've talked about.
Yes, yes. So there were five that we covered today. So how we want to avoid this, the first mistake is using the wrong life expectancy table. So if people call in and get that 2025 tax planning guide, we'll go through both tables and make sure they're using the right table to calculate their RMD. I talked about how important it is to take the RMD from the right account. That's a big mistake people make, is, you know, not understanding the rules for IRAs and 401k accounts and taking that RMD out of the wrong account. The other thing we talked about is forgetting to adjust the RMD for outstanding rollovers or transfers. So you have to manually add the value to your prior year end balance. And a big one is not taking RMDs out timely. You know, and you have to take corrective action immediately if you miss an RMD. And then the last one is, mistake-wise, is not following the qualified charitable distribution rules. Again, if you want to qualify for the QCD and avoid your RMD from being taxed, you need to send that check directly to the charity. That's really key.
Yeah. So, well, thank you for summarizing. Yeah, those are very helpful. And you know, I think overall, I think it's just really important for people to get that professional assistance when taking out their RMDs, just to avoid those IRS penalties or additional taxes. So I know you kind of briefly mentioned earlier that you have IRA training from EdSlot. Yes. And you've been helping people with this for over 15 years. So how would people get a hold of you to schedule that consultation?
Yes. We would want them to give us a call at 1-800-994-8993 for that no cost, no obligation consultation. And we can give them a second opinion on their investments, also get them that 2025 tax planning guide, and really answer any questions that people may have about the required minimum distributions. You can also go out to our website, which is beaconwealthadvisory.com, and request a consultation out there. And so, yeah, we just love helping people with all these tax planning opportunities and avoid making some of these big mistakes.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jenna. This was a great show.
Thank you.
That does it for Retirement Today with Jenna Carnes.
Thanks for tuning in to Retirement Today. A well-planned retirement goes beyond savings. It's about having a strategy for both income and taxes. To learn more, reach out to Jenna Carnes at Beacon Wealth Advisory by calling 800-994-8993 or visiting beaconwealthadvisory.com. Be sure to join us next time for another episode of Retirement Today.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Beacon Wealth Advisory, a registered investment advisor in the state of Kansas. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Wealth Services. Beacon Wealth Advisory and Beacon Wealth Services are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.